Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's episode is going to hit you right in that procrastination sweet spot, because, hey, who here hasn't been there? That feeling when the clock's ticking, but your couch looks way more appealing than that mountain of work staring you down. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We're not just going to wallow in that procrastination pit today. We're going to climb right out of it. We're talking strategies, real life hacks, and maybe a few motivational punches to the gut in a good way, promise. Because let's face it, distractions are everywhere these days. We've got notifications pinging, emails flooding in, and social media whispering sweet nothings into our ears. It's enough to make anyone's focus feel like a flickering candle in a hurricane. So strap yourselves in. Grab your favorite coffee, or maybe the sneaky energy drink you know you shouldn't have, because today we're tackling procrastination head-on and taking control of his distractions. First up, let's break down the beast. Procrastination. Ever feel like it's this invisible monster lurking just around the corner, ready to snatch your productivity away at the most crucial moment? Yeah, I get it. It loves to prey on our fear of failure, that nagging feeling of overwhelm, and let's be honest, sometimes plain old laziness. But here's the kicker. You are not powerless against procrastination. One powerful strategy is to break down those big, daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like a marathon you wouldn't attempt to run 26 miles in one go without proper training, right? Same goes for your work. Ever heard the phrase, eat the frog? It's all about tackling the most challenging task first thing in the morning. Get it out of the way, and the rest of your day suddenly feels lighter. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Jake. But trust me, once you conquer that big frog, you'll feel a sense of accomplishment that fuels your motivation for the rest of the day. Next up, let's talk about distractions, those sneaky little ninjas that hijack your attention span faster than you can say Netflix. We all know the drill. The constant urge to check our phones, scroll through social media, or get sucked into a YouTube rabbit hole. But here's the deal. You've got to train yourself to be laser focused. One killer strategy is to create designated work zones areas in your home or office where distractions are banished. Turn off notifications, silence that phone seriously, put it in another room, and let everyone know you're entering focus mode. Think of it like a training montage for your brain. The more you practice focus, the stronger those mental muscles become. Now, I'm not saying to become a hermit who lives in a cave with zero human interaction, though that might be kinda peaceful, but finding healthy ways to manage distractions is key. Take regular breaks to recharge, move your body, and clear your head. You know that feeling when you've been glued to your screen for hours, your brain feels fried, and your eyes are begging for mercy? Yeah, we've all been there. Breaks aren't about slacking off, they're about optimizing your focus and productivity in the long run. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're working on a project that's due next week. You know it needs to be done, but procrastination is whispering sweet nothings in your ear, promising endless comfort from video games or social media. Suddenly, you remember those strategies we just talked about. Breaking down the project into smaller chunks, tackling the hardest part first, creating a distraction-free zone, and scheduling regular breaks. You implement them, one by one, and suddenly, that mountain of work doesn't feel so overwhelming anymore. You're actually making progress. See, it's not about willpower alone, it's about having the right tools and strategies to combat those procrastination demons. It's about recognizing those distractions for what they are, sneaky little time vampires, and taking control of your focus. So remember, folks, you've got this. You're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. But sometimes, it takes a little push in the right direction, a few strategies up your sleeve, and maybe even a healthy dose of self-belief. Now go out there, conquer those distractions, and crush those goals. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with a friend who could use a little motivation. Leave us a review, we love hearing from you. Until next time, keep pushing those limits and remember, you're an athlete of your own life. Train hard, play harder.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.